You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Department of Agriculture and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition have requested consultations with the European Union regarding phytosanitary trade regulations imposed on South Africa's citrus industry by the European Union. Now, the move aims to find a long-lasting solution to protect the livelihoods of tens of thousands of people in South Africa and the local citrus industry. For more on this, we're joined on the line by Justin Chadwick, the CEO of the Citrus Growers Association. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis. Thanks for having me on the show.
Mr. Chadwick, can you elaborate on the specific challenges that are now faced by South African citrus growers due to the EU's regulations on citrus black spot?
Yeah, sure. So citrus black spot is a fungus that appears on the surface and the peel of the fruit. And in terms of the regulations in the EU, if you have one black spot on one fruit, that consignment is then rejected in the EU. So, it's a cosmetic blemish on the fruit, and for that, the whole consignment is then rejected.
Seems like this is the pot calling the kettle black. But how has the enforcement of this detailed spray program and the inspections at orchards and packhouse levels impacted the financial burden on our South African citrus growers?
Yeah, Elvis, the cost of this of compliance, in other words, meeting this requirement, is 2 billion rand per annum. So growers in South Africa fork out 2 billion rand a year just to ensure that there's not one black spot on the fruit that goes overseas.
It sounds like a troublesome idea, but what strategies are now being considered to diversify the export markets for South African citrus products, considering that the EU's dominance in that sector?
Yeah, as you say, the dominance is there. I mean, 33% of our fruit goes to the EU. We export 2.5 million tons a year, so you can imagine that's a lot of fruit. Mm. So you'll never be able to divert all of that fruit to other markets. It's just impossible. The other markets will not take it. However, over the years, we have had a strategy to try and increase our presence in the Asian markets, and we've gone from something like 5% to Asia to 15% to Asia, and we also send into Eastern Europe and into the Middle East. So we are trying to divert the fruit as much as we possibly can. But the EU remains the dominant market. It's a really important market for the specific size of fruit that we produce in South Africa. And we've had a relationship with the EU since 1906 when we started exporting fruit. So it's a really important market for us.
What about the United Kingdom expansion to the Asian markets, which you said have increased already, as well as the US?
Yeah, so the UK has remained a really important market. Obviously, they were part of the EU until a few years ago. Their requirements then changed, so they don't have a requirement in terms of citrus black spot. So it's a really good market for us. China, we got access in 2004, and we now send 10 to 12% of our fruit into that market. So we have diversified as much as we possibly can, and we continue to do so. We see huge opportunities into India. In terms of the US, we only send 5% of our fruit there, and that's because of phytosanitary requirements in that market, where we can only send fruit from the Western Cape and Northern Cape. Government is working hard on that to include the other parts of South Africa into the US as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you provide some insight into the potential impact on job creation and the revenue generation in the citrus industry if the EU market remains restricted for South African citrus exports?
Now, there's been a lot of planting of citrus over the last 10 or 15 years. We estimate that in the next 10 years, we will have 100 million extra cartons of fruit. So at the moment, we export 165 million cartons. By 2032, that'll go up to 260 million cartons. Mm. Now, that means an additional 100,000 jobs, and it includes an additional 20 billion in foreign exchange revenues. But that will only be possible if we retain our markets. You know, if we lose a market like the EU, then the potential to actually market that volume of fruit will be severely impacted. And that is why it's so important that we resolve this citrus black spot issue.
Now, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Trade and Industry have requested consultations with the European Union. Are you aware as to where that is now and if that consultations will happen soon?
We're extremely grateful to the TIC and Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development for taking the step. You know, we've been walking this path with them for a long time now. So on Monday, they filed all for consultations with the WTO for consulting on CBS with the EU. My understanding is that within 30 days of that filing, the EU has to go into consultation. So South Africa files a set of questions to the EU in terms of what we want to consult about. And then within 30 days, they actually meet in a room and they go through all the aspects of citrus black spot and why we say it is not a risk. And Elvis, you know, why we say it is not a risk is because the fruit is not a pathway. So it's impossible for citrus black spot to be transported on the fruit into the EU and establish in the EU. And that's the argument, and that's what the consultations will be about. So that'll happen within 30 days.
So do we have the same regulations for European fruit coming into South Africa as well?
Well, they don't have citrus black spot. So we do have other phytosanitary requirements, you know. So if they've got other pests or diseases that we're concerned about, then we will have requirements. I mean, there's no doubt that we agree that every country around the world has the right to protect their domestic industry. But it must be technically justified. And unfortunately, in this case, for the EU on citrus black spot, it's not technically justified.
I thank you so much for your time. That was Justin Chadwick, the CEO of the Citrus Growers Association.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM. Leading the conversation.